Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready for a mutiny, Keith?
Oh, we already have one. Or no, we're teetering. We're teetering on a mutiny.
I heard the locker room.
On the way the wind blows.
No. I heard the locker room was good,
mutiny.
Keith. I heard it's a good locker room is what I was told earlier.
Wasn't that the old MLS club? Wasn't it the Tampa Bay Mutiny? I think it was.
MLS?
I think there was an MLS team called the Mutiny.
The Mutiny?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm unaware of
that's
that.
Good stuff.
That's a good name.
The Mutiny.
That's the New England Mutiny. That'd be a good name
for the now defunct
days.
Team. They were founded in 94. They dissolved in 2002. But I got a steel trap memory, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original MLS teams, I know.
You know my heart.
I'm not going to name them all now. It's not,
yeah,
there's no point in that.
Your Chicago Fire.
Your New England Revolution.
LA Galaxy.
Your Chicago Reign. No, that's crazy. That can't
Rain?
Be. No. Columbus Crew.
Columbus Crew.
Columbus Crew was a good one. Yeah.
They said, you know what we got to do to make soccer huge in America?
Crew.
Bop it in Columbus. you know where it's just going to be.
Buckeye Country. Yeah, there's a little bit of a mutiny afoot, it feels like. Could be brewing. But, man, what a story. What a 24 hours this has been. Who'd have thought Patriots.com would be the one to sink this ship?
It's so true.
Bring them down from the inside. Talk about a mutiny.
I mean, a literal mutiny
on. The definition of mutiny.
That's such a great point. It's a literal mutiny at Gillette Stadium, which is, I for one, am shocked. I am stunned.
I am shocked and appalled.
Because I was told the locker room's in good shape. I was told that on Tuesday by Tommy Curran. No, it's a good locker room. And I said, it's a good locker room. You sure it's a good locker room? He says, no, it's a good locker room.
It's a great locker room.
And better than last year. And no. I go, well, that doesn't make it good.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
But we're now teetering on a mutiny. If you're unfamiliar or you missed what we were talking about there off the top here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, got your phone call, 617-779-7937, text 37937. You can interact with the show on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Chat already firing away. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. That was Evan Lazar.
Yeah. Right now, they're teetering on mutiny in that locker room.
Teetering on mutiny.
Wow.
Over the quarterback decision is at the heart of what we're talking about, which makes sense.
But he even got into, like, the defense is mad at the defense. They're mad at themselves. I mean, Devon Godchow came on. I'm saying guys are going in to business for themselves already. Right? That's something usually late in the season you get. Contracts are on the line for next season, all that kind of stuff. Hey, I need to pad my stats. I'm going to look a lot better if I have, you know, 8 sacks compared to 5 and whatever. But no, it's week 3, week 4, and you're already getting this. Lazar went on to say, like, the offense is mad at the offense. You talked about the two receivers who were pissed. So it is around the Brissett-Drake May decision, but it's a lot of other things, too, that are already popping off at this point.
So there's a lot of Belichick defenders out there. I already see him taking victory laps on the text line, 37937.
No, but stop. People forget last season.
Good thing they put a mural up.
Well, like, no, I'm not. Nobody's saying that Mayo was the right call or Mayo is the answer, but Bill Belichick, that was it. That was over.
That's how I feel.
So do I. But
like, I know there's a lot of people out there who disagree with
that. They won 4 games last year. He didn't talk to the quarterback. Let's not pretend like things were going great and they were going to turn it around this year. What would Bill Belichick have done? Would he have What would he have done this year with this team? Now you'd say, all right, he's drafting again.
Yeah, it's not so hot.
So he, so would he have taken Drake May? Would he not have? Would he have played him? Would he not have?
He'd make Ramondre Stevenson walk around with a football and not fumble. That's one thing I think he would do.
It would have been two straight weeks of Kevin Harris slamming into the line for 2 yards if Bill Belichick was here.
Yep.
And who would, like, which, would Joe Judge would still be here? Would Matt Patricia be back? Like, oh, yeah. What would they have done?
Oh, yeah, McDaniels would be here.
McDaniels for sure.
All of Bill's kids.
The team would have been loaded.
Jordan would probably be.
Would Mayo say this? Yeah, maybe. Like, yeah. What would they have done?
Yeah.
So, like, I can.
Bill, actually, here's what I saw a TikTok last night, and this is what I think you should do.
So, Bill Belichick, to me, GOAT coach.
Yeah.
Not the team, not the coach for this team this season. Well, last year, they won 4 games. Everyone's like, we haven't seen a team this bad in so long. Last season, go back to the Cowboys and the Saints game.
It was worse than I remembered.
They lost by 35 points or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Back-to-back weeks, he benched the quarterback like 5 times before he ultimately took him out.
Okay.
The team sucked last year. They're the third pick in the draft for a reason.
So I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you that Bill would not fix the situation.
Who am I yelling at?
I know a lot of people disagree.
Yeah.
So if you disagree, you Bill people, it's a good time to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Bill, I'm sure Bill's going to do it. If the Falcons lost that game last night because Raheem Morris ran onto the field celebrating
and
cost them 5 yards, Bill would really be taking a victory. He'd be dumping on the Falcons and the Patriots today. He's going to hide about the Falcons because they won.
Falcons made the right call.
But he'll be out in full force, I'm sure, today about the Patriots. So come on out of the woodwork, all you Bill people. Yeah. It's your day.
Yeah.
We're teetering on a mutiny, according to Evan Lazar, who has walked it back, by the way. He said it's gotten away from him. He went too far.
No. So, what you said first usually is how you really feel. Or, you know, again, he was in the locker
hearing.
Room. He even said specifically, I was in the locker room after the game. So this isn't you or I from afar being like, oh, I think it looks like a mutiny down there.
Keith, that's a member of the Patriots organization. That's a Patriots
he gets paid
employee.
By the Patriots.
A literal mutiny from within. Evan Lazar saying they're teetering on
so
a mutiny.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. So when I first saw on Twitter that he had said that, so he does a podcast there. So again, he works for Patriots.com. They do a podcast, and it's also like a video stream,
right?
They
have their own programming.
Yeah,
they have
all their stuff.
Yeah.
That's where Hart came from. Correct. You know, Hart and Perlis. You and I both did pre- and post-game shows over there years ago. But so he writes for their site, and he talks about it. And I would also say we've both talked to him in the past. I think he's generally a pretty positive.
Oh, he is.
Very positive.
Quite
Patriot reporter.
Quite pro-Pats generally.
Now, for many years, there's been a lot of reasons to be positive.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've always found a way to kind of go the other way. But for the most part, people have been pretty positive. But anyway, so like for him to say that, of all people, is pretty alarming.
Yeah, the messenger is interesting in this case, yeah.
But where the story really takes a turn to me is that they scrubbed it from the internet. They took the podcast down. They removed the full, I think it's like a 2-hour YouTube episode, gone. So
wait. They took down the whole episode, or they scrubbed a portion of it? I thought I had seen they scrubbed. I might have that wrong. But
no,
I thought
the YouTube is
the whole thing's down.
They took the whole thing down. Is what I believe.
Jim Bowden'd it. They Ralphed it.
They're like, nobody will know now. So like to me, you make the story so much bigger.
Much worse.
If you have one reporter, even if he's a team reporter, say teetering on a mutiny.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say mutiny. He didn't say fire the coach. He didn't say like what a debacle.
It's teetering,
he said, teetering on a mutiny.
Over the quarterback.
The guy's just reporting how he feels. Okay, that's a story. We may or may not have talked about it. Then the team is like, oh no, and they remove it. Like that to me is the much bigger deal. Like
our
when people like delete tweets, you're like, wait a minute. Somebody either told you to do that or you thought it was a much bigger deal than it really was.
Our guy Savage Sports on Twitter had a good one today. It's just a quote that says scrub the podcast, and it's a picture of Jonathan on the phone.
But apparently that's what they did.
We're going to have huge fantasy numbers today. Scrub the podcast.
I think they scrubbed it. I think they're like, see you later. Now, nobody can hear that because like it's the internet. So nobody has the video. Nobody has the sound.
No.
We've played it twice.
No,
we've already played it twice.
It's like pee in a pool. Once that's out there, you're not getting that thing
But
out.
Just to give these guys credit, if you really want to go and listen to the Catch 22 show, on a podcast show, whatever you want to call it, they usually have all their episodes up there. So they have all their different Patriots content, right? I'm looking at the YouTube page right now. Patriots Playbook, Patriots Unfiltered, all these different shows, Gerard Mayo press conferences, this, that, and the other thing. Yesterday's Catch 22, gone.
I like that. It's just like all pro. Like, this is how pro team that is.
Yeah.
It's the Patriots content. It's like Mayo press conference.
Mayo press conference.
Alex Van Pelt.
Jacoby Brissett.
We're going to talk to Alex Van Pelt at 12:30.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Dietrich Wise. Already text coming in that we should ask him who his favorite Dolphin is.
Can do. You can ask him that.
I'll make sure I got that covered. That market corner. That's my side of the street.
Catch 22. They do three ups and downs from the games. They do key matchups, etc.
Mutiny talk, apparently.
Mutinies.
Just the team being ripped apart from the inside.
Pizza Train in the Twitch chat says Mutiny on the Booty. Would that be Mutiny on the Bounty? Booty?
Oh, Mutiny on the Booty. I get it.
Kayshawn Booty.
Yes, yes, yes.
The player on the team.
Took me a second.
It's not great. It's not bad.
That's on me. It was a good joke. I didn't need it explained to me. I'm just slow on the uptake.
But yeah, they were like, let's just
mainlining coffee over here.
Let's delete that episode.
Yeah, good.
So does that mean they feel as though there is, in fact, a teetering mutiny?
Because if you're
really close to the truth that, doesn't that hurt the most?
They're afraid of the perception.
If they're way off, then they just laugh it off and like, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
they fire Lazar. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Like, do you think they agree or disagree with every single thing that has been reported by all these guys all the time?
I mean, probably not. We know Andy Hart quite well. I'm sure there were plenty of things he said over the years they didn't agree with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't think they dumped those and like ripped them off Spotify. Like, this is a little bit different. So this is a little too close to the bone, is what they would say.
Okay. So is there a mutiny? Are they teetering on a mutiny? Or is it nothing to see here? Locker room's good, as I was told earlier this week.
So we have some sleuths, detectives, Batman and training out there that said the YouTube video is taken out. This is from the text line.
Yeah.
The audio versions are up, but they scrubbed out the mutiny comment.
I saw one of those on Twitter last night where it was like the audio kind of jumps. Where it jumps from him about to talk about the mutiny and then it jumps.
It's like it's dumped, like if you're listening to like a radio broadcast, somebody swears.
Yeah. I mean, I saw those last night on social media. I didn't realize they took the whole YouTube page
down.
Man,
we're four games in. What is this thing going to look like?
And they won the first game.
And they won the first game. You're right.
Remember we said this after they beat the Bengals? We're like, things look good. It's better than we thought, but it can turn quick.
It turned quick.
It has turned very quickly.
Man.
So, again, to me,
right now they're teetering on in that locker room.
I feel like that's even worse.
Like, wow.
You can let your imagination fill that one.
Yeah,
holy
seriously,
mackerel. They are in trouble. That's where my mind
went. Just go through Urban Dictionary and plug it in. Just find some
Not
of the greatest hits on there.
Oh,
right now they're teetering on.
Oh! Yuck. I don't want that for my team.
Yuck! Although, you know, whatever makes two consenting people happy. Yeah, yeah.
Two.
53.
That's not where my mind is.
Yeah, whatever makes 53 consenting adults happy.
Right. Well, good for that. Yeah, so it's just business as usual for the Patriots this weekend as they are our favorite.
All right. The favorite. Everything's good. Good locker room.
Squish
they're favored.
The fish.
Don't worry about it. Squish the fish this weekend. So the quarterback is at the heart of it. And this is, again, outside looking in, this is why when Curran said it's a good locker room, I go, it doesn't seem that way. I don't know. I'm not down there.
Is it?
Devon Godchow says there are selfish players in there.
Yep.
Pop Douglas wants the ball after week two.
Pop on the tape Douglas.
Him and Jalen Polk are like stamping around pouting in the middle of games.
Two guys that have been there, done that.
Chukwuma Okorafor left the team.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
He just left?
Ramondre Stevenson might get benched. Like, I don't know. From the outside looking in, it just doesn't seem good. I have no idea. I'm not down there. I legitimately don't know. I'm just reading the tea leaves, and it doesn't seem good.
I'm not loving it. Two of your captains are out for the season.
That can't help.
I mean, it can. Right? Like, those. If you're trying to avoid a mutiny, wouldn't you want David Andrews and Juwan Bentley's voice in there to be like, because you're 53 guys. I don't think everybody's always going to be on the same page all the time. Like, that's unrealistic. But if a few guys are starting to go a little AWOL, not literally AWOL in the case of Okorafor, but just sort of like not following the message, I don't know. I feel like Andrews and Bentley might help that. That is now removed. So you really have very little player leadership left on the team.
Fair. And it sounds like players want the quarterback switch soon. And I would imagine players that Lazar is referencing.
I think Brissett wants the switch too.
He's like,
I'm taking a pounding. I'm getting $8 million either way.
I get paid either way. I hate
it. Nobody wants to see me play. I get slammed into the turf every week.
I can't get out of bed on Monday.
No.
You know, I'm just, my arm's torn apart. Like, his arm just keeps looking grosser and grosser. Whatever happened to like his forearm?
That might be infected.
Yeah.
I would call maybe like a medical expert on
that. Maybe do something
that
about
is, that. Because that can really spread.
And so I get it though. I get your 32nd in passing yards per game, 112.
32 teams, just for those that...
You're 31 in scoring against still 32 teams.
Both quarterbacks last night in the Thursday night game threw more touchdowns in one game than Brissett has thrown in four games combined.
Cousins threw for more yards in that game last night than the Patriots have thrown for all year. He threw for 500 yards.
I know he did. He's on my fantasy bench.
He was benched.
My clown show of a season I'm having. But yeah, no, well, they lit it up last night. That was Baker Mayfield Mahomes from college.
He was benched in my league, too. I don't have him, but he was 47 points on that kid's bench. Good going.
He had a nice night.
A real nice night.
And a winner.
So 500-plus yards for him last night. He's like the 22nd quarterback to throw over 500 yards in a game. And so, yeah, they're so awful on offense that I get why the team is ready to say, go to Drake May.
Right.
And it just flies in the face of a lot of the other stuff we're hearing from the don't break Drake crowd, Ken. And the 50-50 poll
wait till
the other
week 17 or week 18 to play him? That was Ken's plan.
Yeah, the 50-50 poll that the Greg Hill Show put out, there's a lot of fans that don't want to see him. Well, the players see him every day in practice.
Right.
And the coach came out and said
he's awesome.
He's outperforming Jacoby Brissett. And the whole team knows the other guy's better. And they're doing the Jennifer Love Hewitt. What are we waiting for, Keith?
Julie James.
You said it earlier this week. What are we waiting for? That's why they're teetering on a mutiny, because they go, we have no shot with this bum. Nice of a guy as he is.
Great guy.
Go ahead. Take Keith's wife out to a nice dinner.
Don't do that. Nice meal of food if he pays for it.
Yeah, nice meal of food if you're going to be on the hook for it. Go for that.
He's getting $8 million.
You know, so like, yeah, he's got three.
Sleep with my wife.
Well, no. We've walked that back.
I lost my head there.
Similar to Lazar, we've walked that back. And so
we dumped that from the podcast.
Yeah, maybe we could bleep out the first part of that.
You can't find that.
And so, a nice guy and all these things, but like the whole team knows.
What are you waiting for, huh?
That's the Patriots locker room right now. That's why they're teetering on mutiny.
Have that ready for when Alex Van Pelt joins the show at 12:30. We actually have one listener question for
Alex,
you as it relates to Drake May.
We have one question for you,
what are you
Alex.
Waiting
yeah.
for?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
And you think he'll answer that?
No, I don't.
And it's not us asking.
And then when Dietrich Wise gives us 20 seconds of silence and we ask him his favorite dolphin, we go, Dietrich.
What are you waiting for?
Can you just answer the question, please?
You don't have a favorite dolphin? It's not Jason Taylor.
Are we just going to stare him down this week when we ask?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who will blink first?
Yeah. Just dead.
Yeah, that's a no. That's
probably like us.
That's like you and Ferrell.
Yes.
They're like one of those.
Yeah.
Just like I mean, he's not here. Right? I can't look at him.
Man, that was intense. My life flashed before my eyes that day.
he was an angry guy.
That guy's just ripping
lobster. Like I said, Ryan.
He's ripping. Oh, Ryan.
He called me Ryan.
He's just ripping lobster pots out of the ocean. Those
classic mix-up.
Yeah. Ryan Keefe.
Ryan
Keefe. My alter ego.
Keefe, you're giving him too much credit for knowing Keefe. He just called me Ryan. I think he thought I went by one name, like Rihanna.
So why are the Patriots favored this week again? Like, somebody's got to.
Well,
I've been saying that all week long.
Question.
Somebody's got to explain that.
No,
to me. I don't get it.
I just think I'm surprised because normally Vegas doesn't get swept up in like the most recent game. They look at everything that's on the table. But the last game that we saw the Miami Dolphins play, they got worked by Tennessee, who going into the game might have been the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
So I think it's that. I also think their offense right now
teetering on a mutiny.
Honestly, they might be teetering on something because Mike McDaniel can't get anything out of any quarterback not named Tua, it seems like. And I know it's a challenge and a half because Snoop Huntley wasn't even on the team a couple weeks ago. But they can't move the ball. You know, the Patriots are 32nd in passing, but they're 31st in scoring, meaning one team is scoring less. That team, Dolphins.
Yep.
So I think their issue is they have been so bad on offense that, yes, they have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, but they haven't even been able to showcase those guys or get those guys into a spot to move the ball. Like, they're wasting those guys. So I guess throw in the fact it's a home game and maybe that's worth a couple of points. I mean, like, if this game was in Miami, Miami's a favorite by a point.
Yeah.
Neutral site, maybe it's like a straight push. But that's the only thing I can think of because, yeah, I wouldn't feel confident betting Patriots.
So when it comes to, like, the idea of a revolt within the team or teetering on a mutiny, and I don't get why they're favored, but maybe you can explain it on the phones. Do you think Mayo's part of the mutiny? Like, whose office are they walking into? Are they walking into Mayo's office? I don't think so.
No, I think it all depends.
I think they're walking into Van Pelt's office. They're walking into Wolf's office. They're walking into Jonathan or Robert's office.
Say, but who left on
that's
the team?
Mutiny. Like Gerard, they like pick up their pitchforks and their torches and they're like, rabble, rabble, rabble.
That's good.
And then Gerard's like, rabble, I'm with you.
Yes, I'm also equally mad. I'm
rabbling as well. Let's go to the Wolf's office. What are we doing?
Well, to take it back to last year, last couple of years, Bill Belichick, when everything was great, according to some people, you had Mac Jones going to the owner,
yep,
right, and complaining about it. You had Gerard Mayo going to the owner, or the owner going to Gerard Mayo and not Belichick, right? So that was a scene. And this one's even different because Bill Belichick's coaching staff, as flawed as it was over the last few years, were guys picked by him.
Mm-hmm.
This is different. Like, this is Elliot Wolf didn't pick Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mayo didn't pick Elliot Wolf.
Frankenstein coaching staff. Yeah.
Mayo didn't pick Van Pelt. Yeah. Like, it's a whole weird trickle-down effect that, yeah, this is one where I'm with you. It wouldn't just be players versus coaches. It could be coaches and players versus players. That's what we're looking at now.
Yeah.
Nice hot start.
So for who are they mad at? Who are we versus? You asked this earlier, Keith.
Who is this versus?
Who is this versus?
Like, I mean,
who are we mad at? They shouldn't be mad at Mayo. I think Mayo's with them in this mutiny.
I think there's also more than one villain in the story.
Okay.
Like, Drake May probably isn't mad at Mayo.
No.
Right? But I don't think
he's not mad at Brissett.
A game. Why you have to be mad?
No one's mad at Brissett.
Drake May's not mad at Pop Douglas and Polk, I think, might be mad at Brissett. So that's my point.
I take that back.
The receivers might be mad at him. The Brissett might be a little annoyed at the offensive line. You know, Drake May is mad at Van Pelt. Van Pelt might be mad at, you know, Elliot Wolf, even though those guys I think are buddies. But he's like, this is what you've left me with?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the one that's down here on the field trying to coach these guys up. So maybe it eventually all kind of trickles back to Elliot Wolf's lap. Right, where you're like, hey, you're kind of the one that gave
us
this.
Like, where are we going for this mutiny? Where's the
Wolf's office? It's out here.
Yeah!
Let's get him!
Oh boy, that's not.
Uh-oh. Oh no. Everybody back in the locker room. Back in the locker room. The GM's here. Back in the locker room.
Oh, what a fun story. Watching the team, not super fun, but teetering on a mutiny, I like.
Soap opera.
Although, if you listen to some people down there, locker room's good.
It's like wrestling. Sometimes the storyline's better than the match.
Yeah, right. Sometimes the match is a little bit of a letdown. Yeah. The storyline.
Good storyline.
Good stuff. Yep. So we'll talk to some particulars inside that locker room. Dietrich Wise, very chatty guy.
We'll find out who it's versus.
Yeah, when we ask those guys. Yeah, where is the final stop on the mutiny, Dietrich? That's a good question that we should ask him. Alex Van Pelt, they might be storming into his office. We'll get his thoughts. That's at 12:30. Dietrich Wise is TBD here on a Patriots Friday. I've buried the lead, Keith. We have a lot of other things going on. The Bozo touchdown parlay comes your way.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
25 minutes from now. We up.
I feel good about it.
We hit 5 out of 5 2 weeks ago, 3 out of 5 last week.
All around it, though.
We were sniffing right around it.
I'm excited.
So we'll get to that later on this hour. We'll get to our Friday 4-pack, the very, very popular Friday 4-pack, Dietrich Wise approved. That comes your way at 11:20, so about an hour from now. We also have Keefe's Keys at 1 o'clock sharp. So mark it all down. We'll get to all of that throughout the course of the day. Billy Lanny with the latest in trending, and we're right back with this Patriots mutiny. Would it change the timeline for Drake May?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I phrased it as teetering after I heard Devon Godshaw. But losing the locker room or having mutinies. Look, fear the players only meeting. I think that's what you have to bear in mind. But as Mayo himself used to tell me when he was on our show, he's like, 80% of the guys are right there in the middle. 10% are pulling the wrong way, and 10% are pulling exactly the right way.
Right.
It's which 10% wins. And when you see Bentley go down and Andrews go down, you've got two massive leaders on both sides of the ball whose voices are not going to be heard. And it's kind of a young team, too, in some respects. So young players who don't have a backlog of experience in what the NFL can be like and the length of time that an entire season encompasses, they could start to freak out about, oh, what about me? What, this is they don't know what they're doing. I think that's the extent of the mutiny that I would see. So I would find it hard to call mutiny. Mutiny means they storm the coach's office and say, you're done. You can't coach us.
Right. Josh McDaniels or something like that, right? Like, yeah, that's not happening.
I think it would be better phrased as frustration bordering on resignation. But nobody has that kind of time for nine syllables to describe it.
Tommy Curran yesterday on WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart and Christian Arcan. It's not a mutiny. It's frustration bordering on resignation.
Yeah, but one word, though, would
be mutiny. Mutiny pops a little bit more.
If you could do one word to describe what's going on there, it might be mutiny or at least teetering on mutiny, because Curran even gives into, if it's 80% is like kind of down the middle and 10 one way, 10 the other way or whatever, like, all right. Like, that 10, depending on how it goes, and I feel like with each loss, it's easier for that 10 to become 15, to become 20%, to become 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so easy because this team basically, after 1 week, everything was looking great. This is the plan. This is how they're going to do it. Like, maybe they're going to surprise some people and whatever. So it's really just been 3 weeks, and it's already turned from, hey, we might be better than people thought, to mutiny. Like, holy smokes. What a turn of events.
It's a quick turn. Mayo's scheduled to be speaking now-ish. So if he said, I'm sure he's going to be asked about this mutiny. I wonder what he's going to say about it.
Yeah.
But if he says anything interesting, we'll be sure to pass it along here on Jones and Keefe. On WEEI, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Curran responding to Evan Lazar's report that he's backed away from and has since been scrubbed from the internet.
It's gone.
The Patriots web channels, that the Patriots are teetering on a mutiny based on the quarterback. And I think you're going to see that potentially this weekend, Keith. And we've been talking about this since the middle of the week. If it goes poorly offensively again, and it really could, they can't move the ball. They're 3 and out. They're punting on the plus side of the field. They're not throwing for any yards. And the Dolphins are in a competitive game where the Patriots are favored at home. You're going to hear boos. You're going to hear the crowd, get ready to storm with a mutiny against the Patriots. Never mind the players on that team, especially on offense. And so that's already where we're at. You just said it.
Yeah.
3 weeks, and it's changed a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, it could definitely teeter a little bit, and we'll see. That's why this game's such a big game coming up on Sunday.
So we'll get to your phone calls on this, 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe, and we're joined, as we are each and every week, by a member of the Patriots. This week it is Dietrich Wise, Patriots defensive lineman. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich, interesting timing here. How you doing this week?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
Doing
as
good.
Always, we've been reacting to a story yesterday from the Patriots website, of all places, that the locker room is teetering on a mutiny. Do you have any thoughts on that story, or do you find it amusing in any way? What's your reaction to that?
I don't think that's true at all. I think that's very false. I don't know where those words or thoughts or opinions could come from. We have a lot of guys in here who bust a bus every day to get better. Come here first thing in the morning, 5:30, 6, work out, film, watch, get their bodies ready to play. They've been doing this for a long time. If any anger is in the building, it's because they just want to win. And we all have the culture and the mindset of that side of the culture that's been built here, and that culture is winning. So, if anything, we just want to win and get better. But there is no turmoil. There is no animosity. There is no whatever word he used in the locker room.
I think where it comes from, based on Evan Lazar's reporting, is frustration with the offense. The offense right now is 32nd out of 32 passing yards per game, 31st out of 32 in scoring. Obviously, Drake May is waiting in the wings. So I think we see some frustration on the field. I know your teammate DeMario Douglas apologized for the way he was carrying himself last week. I think that's at least where the reporting came from. So it does seem like there is some level of frustration. Maybe it's not a mutiny or teetering on a mutiny, but it does seem like there's some outward frustration on the team.
I want to say that we're teetering on anything but success. We're really in the balance line And once we continue to fix the small details that we've been messing up on these last four games, once we fix those small details and execute them at a high level, then we're going to be cheering on success. And that's what I'm saying today.
Your teammate Devon Godchow was on with us on Monday, and he told us that some of the players on defense were being a little bit selfish and not just doing what was called. Do you agree with him on that? And if so, is that something you feel like will get cleaned up?
I think there have been some uncharacteristic plays by us. I'm not going to put a title on it. I don't really know what it was, but I would say that we have cleaned up a lot of things that we have been doing over the last couple of games. And like I said before to the media, it's only October. So all the things that people are talking about, we have a whole lot of ball left. And there has no indication of our future. So what I like to say is we cleaned up everything and we're moving in the right direction from this day forward.
Do you like the fact that he, you know, brought that out publicly, or would you have preferred that to stay in-house?
You said he, so who are you talking about?
Oh, Devon Godchow. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know how he said it, what he said. I'm just not first time hearing this with you, so I don't really know how it was asked, how it was questioned, but long story short, we're focusing on winning here, focusing on getting better, and focusing on getting our small things fixed.
You're not listening to Joe. You didn't hear the interview here on Jones and Keefe. You're not listening to Jones and Keefe. Okay, that's okay, Dietrich. We understand.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're a busy guy. We get it. You got stuff going on. We get it.
Good to watch the film, but I haven't really heard much outside of this.
Well, he shared it right here on this very program, your pal there, Devon Godchow. So you talked about it's only October, and you have a high degree of faith in turning things around. Can I just ask why you have that high degree of faith? 2 years ago, you were an 8-win team. Last year, you were a 4-win team. This year, a lot of prognosticators didn't feel great about the situation going into the year. You're now 1-3, 3 straight losses. Why do you have that level of faith in the team based on how you played recently?
I see what these guys go through every day to get on the field. I've been with this group of guys since April. What they've gone through just to get in the building, their backstories, why they play. I've seen them overcome injuries, fight through injuries, play through a lot of things that most, not to be funny, but most people who watch the game want them to get out of bed for. So these guys are busting their butts, sacrificing every day to come here and put everything on the line to get a win and have success for the team, their family, and Pats Nation. So that's why I believe that we will be moving up in the upward direction from this day forward.
You know, when you guys lose two team captains for the season in Andrews and in Bentley, you are also one of the remaining captains. Do you feel as though, like, you have to be more of a leader? Like, do you have to make up for the voices that have been lost in that locker room? Like, do you feel any more, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but responsibility maybe?
Well, first of all, my father always said it's much good, much is required. So, me being a captain, me being 8 years, that's already required of me to be a leader, to be a captain, to be vocal. I'm not going to do anything that's outside of myself. So I'm the type of person, the leader and captain, who always leads with actions, empathy, and words. So I'm just aimed every day to be the highest version of who I am, not anybody else, not pick up any slack, because when Ben went down, that hurt the team, and I knew, okay, next in line to be the voice is me, just because he's always talks. When DA went down, that definitely hurts as well. Like, a lot of guys are still rooting for him to his recovery. Both of them are still around, giving their love, their words of encouragement, their education, their knowledge to the game. And there's guys from offense who are stepping up as well. They're just six for myself. I talk to the team along with other guys who are leaders as well.
We're talking to Dietrich Wise, Patriots captain, joining us here on Jones and Keefe. You have your block party, your fifth annual block party coming up in Mattapan. What can you tell us about that event, Dietrich?
It's going to be a wonderful event. This event will be this Saturday, October 5th. Once it's starting at 2 o'clock. This is a great event that I put together with my team. to shine a bright light on Mattapan and the Boys and Girls Club Center there and everything that they do. And then also at the same time to create a community of unity, inspiration, and education. And doing that event, we just give out free food. We have produce, free produce for the families and kids who come out, haircuts and braiders for the kids. So, and also there'll be a live performance from the kids who are at the Boys and Girls Club. They'll be out there performing for their friends, their family, and their community. So come on out if you're hearing this to Mattapan, October 5th, this Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Okay, it's a great event. It's a great cause. Again, Saturday, October 5th, it's going to be at the Josh Kraft Mattapan Teen Center, Boys and Girls Club in Mattapan, the 5th annual Dietrich Wise Block Party. Dietrich, we appreciate the time. Best of luck at the event on Saturday. Best of luck against the Dolphins on Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
All right,
it.
Thank you.
All right, Dietrich Wise joining us here on a Patriots Friday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. I mean, what's he going to tell us? There's a mutiny going on in there.
No, but he shot that down. I mean, as clear as you can, he's shutting it down. He's, you know, similar to Devon Godchow on Monday, they still have confidence in themselves. They think they're better than what they're showing. And so, like, this is – Sunday's such a great opportunity for that because you can start to buy in a little bit. Be like, all right, if you could beat Miami, another team that's kind of in the basement with you guys right now, if you beat them, it's like, okay, all right, that's a step in the right direction. But if you don't, it kind of swings it pretty dramatically the other way.
No, it's true. Yeah. And look, I think the defense might – you've made this point a bunch. The defense might be a little insulated from the frustration because they've been poor on their side of the ball.
Yeah,
so what are they going to do? They're going to rant and rave about
the offense?
It?
No.
Some of the guys on offense are probably more outraged than the guys on defense. So we can ask Alex Van Pelt about that when he joins us at 12:30. Here on a Patriots Friday, I do like this, Roba in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. What's that I hear in the background? Is that a mutiny?
Mm.
It was a little noisy in the background there with Dietrich Wise. Maybe that was pitchforks.
Maybe.
Torches, things like that going to. Which, whose office are we
Possible?
Going to?
Possible. Or they're ordering brunch.
Well, maybe.
It just
They walk into Jerron Mayo's office. He's like, don't come in here. Let's
I'm with you guys. I'm one of the players.
Go find the Wolfpack. I'm one of you. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the phones. We'll get to you coming up, and we'll get to the Bozo Touchdown Parlay, the very, very lucrative, potentially, Bozo Touchdown Parlay. It was in Week 3. We'll get to it next. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. Talked to Dietrich Wise earlier this hour.
He says no mutiny.
He did not.
He's splashing water on the mutiny.
He's like, yeah, we're on our way to Elliott's office right now. Yeah.
No, he didn't. He said everything's all good. Nothing to see here.
Nope.
He's like Han Solo in that scene when they're trying to buzz him in. All good. Nothing to see here. How are you?
Don't even worry about it. So that was last hour, or earlier this hour, rather. You can check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone.
We
free,
didn't scrub
easy.
It.
No, we have not scrubbed that. Unlike the Patriots website, we have scrubbed no audio.
That's right.
We're going to ask Alex Van Pelt about the alleged mutiny going on at 12:30.
All right.
So mark that down. We also have Keith's Keys.
We have
the Week in Review.
Nice.
We got a Friday 4-pack.
What a show.
Coming your way 1/2 hour from now. But let's get right into it. Are we still doing the Survivor pool? Have we decided?
Yeah.
Are we still doing Survivor picks? I
finally got one right, so we might as well keep going.
All right.
I survived last week.
Let's do it. Let's give you the Survivor real quick, and then
Survivor
we'll get to
3.0.
The Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Yeah. Nick won the first one. I won the second one.
Yep.
In the first 4 weeks of the year. We had already accomplished a couple of winners.
Did you get eliminated, Nick, last week?
Survivor 3.0.
Yeah, I had
you
the
did.
Jets.
Oh, that's right. Did Terp get eliminated, too?
I think so.
Okay,
so
that's why
you, me, and Bill.
I noticed, so it's just me, you, and Bill.
He's 4.0.
I didn't realize why there were only a few answers in the doc. That's why
right.
You guys got eliminated. Got
All
it.
Right, very good.
I'm going with Green Bay. And I don't love picking road teams, but the Rams are so bad. They're in the Rambulance.
They are in the Rambulance.
They're cranking wagon, as they refer to it in Germany.
That's right.
And I feel good about Jordan Love and that offense. So I have Green Bay. I hate picking road teams, but I'll do it in this case. They're favored by 3. Give me the Packers.
All right. I will take the Seattle Seahawks. They are at home, and they're taking on the New York Football Giants. Not a great squad.
No.
And I know the Seahawks finally lost. They lost to Detroit, but I think they bounced back with a win over a bad team. They've played and they've cleaned up on some bad teams like the Patriots, but the Giants are also that, so I will take the Seahawks.
Okay, Billy, you're still in. Who are you picking?
Give me the Patriots.
Oh, you crazy.
The Patriots?
Yeah, you heard me.
You might be right. I mean, they're a favorite. They're a home favorite.
I mean, look, if you're ever going to take
things going on,
if you're ever going to take the Patriots.
This is where they come out and say, hey, we're not dead yet.
It's not about
dead, but we're not
Undertaker
dead yet.
GIF. Undertaker GIF on the Pat season.
No, but like, I mean, I get the logic. In the survivor pool, I get the logic. It's like, if you're ever going to use the
Patriots,
take
them again.
This might, yeah, they're never, they might never be favored again. This might be it.
Who am I to throw stones? I've been 1 for 2 or whatever, or 1 out of 3.
Well, me and Nick should throw some stones because we both won survivor pools so far this year. Yeah, that's true.
Right. Watch out.
That's a good point.
It's a good point.
It's like, it's week 5.
So those are some survivor suggestions. But you know, people really came here for the Bozo touchdown parlay, yes. Keith.
Hell yeah.
We won it 2 weeks ago. We won our listeners $1,200. Last week, we were 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
We didn't hit, but you know, we're still sniffing around it. Who are you going with this week?
I'm
going
to go with Antonio Gibson. I've been feeling this way for a while. Hey, I know Tom Curran was big on this guy, too.
You've been hinting at this all week long.
I've been hinting at it quite a bit. And I like Antonio Gibson. I think Ramondre Stevenson is going to play less. Now, whether he starts or not, I don't know, whatever. It's kind of semantics, whatever the punishment might be. But I think overall, he plays a little bit less. And Antonio Gibson's actually been good. This isn't like an out-of-nowhere play. I think he's actually been one of their better players on offense. I know it's a low bar. But give me, and you get good juice at plus 210.
Nice.
Which has been going down, by the way. I think it started like plus 275. No, the week has unfolded, it's gone down, but I still
talking about it. It was plus 275. It was like 220-something yesterday. It's down to 210. So what does Vegas know about the dropping odds for Antonio Gibson? Sounds like he's going to have more of a role.
Not only that, Ramondre Stevenson went from like minus 135 to plus 140. Let's keep an eye on
this. Now, some might say it's a buying opportunity for Ramondre Stevenson.
Some
you
might.
Say,
not me.
You say
Gibby. Gibby. And also, if you want to parlay that with Billy's... Pat's money line.
Oh, that's probably healthy.
That's juicy Pat's.
That's probably real healthy.
Parlay, but Antonio Gibson is my pick. Who are you going with?
All right. Keith says go Gibby. I'm going with Brian Thomas Jr. It's not the first time we've used him in the Bozo touchdown parlay.
BTJ.
That's a decent over-under in that game. I think it's 45.5, 46, something like that. So Vegas expects scoring. I think he's arguably the best weapon they have down there, and the Colts' defense is terrible.
You know what's
so
funny?
Brian Thomas Jr. is plus 205.
Jacksonville's is 0-4, maybe the worst team in the league. They're 3-point favorites.
Oh, wow. It's like a Patriots situation going on.
It is.
Game.
They're favored over the Colts.
Do you think they'd be favored if they knew Flacco was playing? It sounds like Richardson's going to play. I think that's why they're favored.
They need
if Flacco were playing,
that's true.
I would be taking the Colts. Maybe anyway, BTJ, Brian Thomas Jr. plus 205. Who are you going with, Billy?
Oh, Miami time is going to be, who did I pick? Oh, I picked Ayuk. I picked Brandon Ayuk.
He is due.
Well,
I picked him last week in something, right? Did I pick him on the show one yet? No, I just bet it separately. But anyway, he... had a couple of big catches, but really, like, still hasn't gotten in the end zone. So.
No, he had the one big play up the sideline. Arizona's defense is horrible.
Yeah.
That's the way to do these.
I like
target a bad defense. Who are you going with, Nick?
I'm going with Jaden Daniels.
I like it.
Love it.
He has 4 rushing touchdowns in 4 weeks. 3 out of the 4 weeks, he has a rushing touchdown. Mm-hmm. The Browns stink.
Yep.
Myles Garrett's playing, like, on 2 hurt feet. So give me Jaden Daniels for an anytime touchdown.
Okay, Jaden Daniels, shockingly, plus money.
Yeah, he is.
At plus 125.
So wonder if that
and
streak
Brian Robinson might not play.
Yeah, ooh. So they're going to get Eckler back, but Brian Robinson has not been practicing.
I like, I like that one a lot.
Okay,
I kind of like the Commanders and the Survivor as well. But anyway, so Jaden Daniels. And then Terp is trying to sink it by going with a minus 150 Josh Jacobs.
Now, in fairness, I was the low man last
week.
You've done it before. I had James Conner. I sunk the potential. I mean, it hit.
Yeah.
So I don't need to be like lectured about it. But I hit last week, but it did sink the potential winnings.
Call him the Titanic, Justin Turpin.
So Turp is going with Josh Jacobs minus 150.
Still, $10, one ham.
One simple ham.
Would get you a payout of $869.86.
Nice.
That is nice.
Oh, that's only $800. You won $1,200 before. Well, you cheapskate. Maybe you can put down a ham and an Abe. A ham and a half.
I'm going crazy. This is all based on hams.
Put down a ham and a half.
Ham and a half?
You can make a little extra dough.
That's 1.5 PlayStation 5.
Yeah, you cheapskates.
A ham and cheese?
Yeah.
Why is cheese $5? Ham and a cheese? More.
Okay. So the Bozo touchdown parlay.
You could swap somebody out for Jacobs and really juice the parlay.
Yeah.
Could be the only one that hits.
Yeah, so the Bozo touchdown parlay, it won you over $1,200 if you plunked down one simple ham 2 weeks ago. Didn't hit last week, but 3 out of 5. Brian Thomas Jr., Antonio Gibson, Brandon Ayuk, Jaden Daniels, Josh Jacobs. Follow along there and make some cash with Jones and Keith. A lot of Patriots talk, mutiny talk here on the program. We'll continue to follow it. Gerard Mayo spoke earlier this hour. We can circle back. Plus, Alex Van Pelt will join us at 12:30. We got to mix in some thoughts on Jeremy Swayman. This new face-off.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Docu-series? What do we call that thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's lost me.
You're out?
I'm out on Swayman.
All right, hold your...
He's lost me.
Hold your thoughts on that. Why is Keith out on Jeremy Swayman? You can make up your mind when you hear some of this audio coming up next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.